Ted?
Ken?
Thought we'd do something during this fine time. Called two middle-aged men in Cleveland.
What about this is a fine time?
Well, considering we are sitting in our homes, not able to really do a whole lot, and keep ourselves safe and socially distanced. So I figured I don't have many talents like many of these people out here, like a guy by the name of Pat Shepard I went to high school with who could play music, or Justin Gorski, or another friend, Ben Marthy, or even Jay Goodman. I can't sing, I can't dance, but I'll tell you right now what I'm very good at.
Eating and drinking.
So I figured, since I'm a little bit of a bigger middle-aged man, I figured I'd talk to somebody that's much skinnier than myself about topics going on in our lives as being dads and, at least for me, soon to be husbands and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I, this is going to be very interesting. I lost a little bit of weight. So you refer to me as the incredible shrinking man here periodically.
Correct. I do.
Yeah.
But I'm concerned if the one day you're going to come in, I'm not going to see wearing pants because they fell off.
Well, it's interesting. My wife has the same name for me, but I don't know. I don't know if that means something. I'm not sure.
I understand. Yes. I think it would be.
Yeah.
So, Ted, it's been a long time. I mean, our history is we met during my college years, and I think you graduated when we were in Mansfield, going to the Fine School of Ashley University. We met when we were working at the Fine Station in Mansfield, TV 68.
The only station in Mansfield.
The Communication Center.
That's it, the Communication Center.
Is that how we met? I'm trying to remember.
I think I met you before. I mean, I graduated when you were a freshman. I graduated and then you were a freshman. So probably, yeah. I mean, I may have come back to Ashland for some reason and we may have crossed paths. But yeah, probably. Yeah. I wonder if it's through, I'll bet it's through Greg Kale.
Yeah, but you're right.
Started working at WMFD and then, yeah.
Yeah. And then you were my boss for a while. Scores and more.
If that's what
best
you want to call it.
Best boss ever had, hands down.
Oh boy, those were the days.
That's what's something. And the funny part is, obviously you grew up in the Westlake area.
That's right.
I grew up in Portland. And the funny part is our paths are very similar. We both went to the same high school.
Yep.
And then we both went to the same college, which I found very interesting. Obviously, a couple of years apart, which we were never in that school at the same time, but certainly had the same upbringing. So,
you could say that.
I didn't do that hockey stuff. I didn't do
Well, some would argue I didn't either, but you know.
I was part of the kneel down team at St. Ignatius.
Well, there you go. I was the designated goalie penalty killer. Is that similar?
Yeah, scout team. I won state championship. I got a scout team t-shirt. Our logo.
You know what?
We gave them a look.
You know what I got for playing hockey?
Handshake?
Sprained neck.
Even better.
Yeah, that was a highlight right there.
With us, Ted, we continued our friendship with...
Thank you for clarifying that.
I wanted to make sure everybody knew this. when I was working at Padua High School as an athletic director.
That's right.
Games. And then even before that, when I was at AU, you would come back, work the night shift, doing reporting for WTAM, and then would come and do the games.
That's right.
Basketball, and you did that for football, too.
That's true, yes. Yeah, did a lot of PA announcing, thanks to you.
It was a lot of PA announcing, yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was so good that I did it myself when I was done working. So, I think better than a good volunteer job. I am one of the best volunteer PA announcers you've ever seen.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yep.
Well, of all the guys I know, I have to say, you're one of them.
I'm one of them, as Mr. Goldring used to say. So.
Isn't that Dr. Goldring?
Dr. Goldring. Yep. Dr. Goldberg, actually. I think that's what you said. So.
Is that what I said?
Yes.
Nothing like giving the guy a PhD and calling him by the wrong name in front of a lot of people.
It's all right. For one of the senior days at one of the games, I can't remember what the player's name was. He was by himself. I opted when you were PA announcing, I walked with that player on the field. I didn't really know that was going to happen. So, classic times. Tigers 10, obviously you're an employed gentleman as myself. A basic idea of what you do for your company. What is it that you do now, and what is the name of the company that you work for?
Boy, well, the name of the company is Westminster Technologies, and we have two parts of our company. We have AV Rental, and we have assistive technology for schools and people with special needs. So could be an adaptive item, could be a joystick that allows computer access. It's just the broader term is assistive technology to assist. And when you start talking about that in broad terms, you could argue that just about anybody uses assistive technology, because if I take off my glasses, I can't see. So I need some assistive technology to see. But anyhow, so we have those two parts of our company. And as far as what I do for the company, my wife owns the company. So I do what my wife tells me to do, just like at home.
Just like at home.
Just like at home.
So you're basically going to tell me right now, you have the best boss, right?
What's that?
You have the best boss.
I have the best boss.
You better say that.
Hands down. There's no question about it. Yeah.
So you have three children, correct?
Yes, I do.
And ages?
8, 7, and 6.
Okay. So obviously your balance between work, you cross some lines, I imagine, between work and home life and just children and all that fun stuff. So imagine there's got to be some interesting times with all that.
You know, interesting is a great word to describe it. There are some interesting times, particularly now with this quarantine. If someone's out of the house for an extended period of time and then someone comes back, you have to be careful what you're walking into, because your time away, God only knows what could have happened. And the mood could be happy-go-lucky when you leave, and the teeth could be out when you get back.
Understand that. Well, that's the funny part now. I mean, obviously we want to make this a fun thing that we do every so often, but it's not easy for parents at this point in time when you throw in the mix of trying to take care of your kids and all that, and now you're in a realm where you have to actually be the one who's doing some of the teaching because of the homeschooling stuff. It's kind of a difficult time, because you never can really take that hat off of, like, you know, you're certainly trying to make sure your kids are doing the right thing, but then you have to take this hat and put it on to be a teacher when, I mean, let's be honest, a lot of us do have college degrees, but a lot of us are not professionals when it comes to teaching.
Well, I'll tell you, it has given me a whole new appreciation, not that I didn't appreciate before, but a whole new appreciation for what teachers do, and perhaps most specifically, the amount of patience that they have.
Yes.
Because, you know, just working one-on-one with one of my boys can be extremely frustrating at times, as I'm sure it is with a lot of parents. And then you take that, now you've got 20, 30 kids in a classroom, and, you know, the teacher might have an aide. So is that 1-on-15 as opposed to 1-on-1? And, you know, yeah. I struggle with 1-on-1, and they're doing this every day, 5 days a week. So it's given me a definite appreciation of what teachers are able to do and how they're able to control situations.
And a tough thing too is a lot of people learn differently. Like, I'm more of a person that I'm going to watch you do something, and then once you do it, then I'll have a chance to learn it or pick it up. And now it's all different, because, you know, everything's either on a computer screen or you're given a pack of papers and fill this out, get this done, and we'll go from there. So yeah, it's the teaching part is difficult. So that forces you as a parent, that's like, okay, well, they don't understand, so I'm going to have to do this, because a lot of times with a lot of schools, they just don't, you know, have the technology or the resources that they can do a one-on-one situation.
Sure, there are rural areas in Ohio that don't have internet.
Yeah.
You know, how do they stay connected?
That's a great question.
So, yeah, or, you know, like in Cleveland, I heard an interview with the school CEO talking about how, you know, not every kid in the Cleveland schools has access to a computer or an iPad or, you know, any kind of device at home. So how are they supposed to learn and stay connected? Mm-hmm. You know, so they're dispersing iPads and computers as best they can. But, you know, this is, you know, anybody got 80,000 iPads sitting around? You know, it's.
We'll see. I hope we can find a, you know, a vaccine and all that stuff, so we don't have to worry about this stuff in the fall. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
What are some of the highlights? Obviously, so you've spent more time at home. What are some of the highlights you would say that you've seen here in the past 2 months that's been the most exciting thing, or maybe one of the things that you can do to help yourself relax? Outside of a drink.
Yes. Well, there was a period of time when this all started, and by about the third day, I was probably about ready to have a nervous breakdown, so I just stopped looking at the news. And then I look at it every once in a while, and I have a better handle on things. You know, you look at your kids, and they are happily oblivious to this. This is just, you know, hey, I get to be at home. I get to hang out. I get to play, and I have to do some work every now and again, things like that. So, you know, do a puzzle with a kid, or I got my middle son riding with no training wheels.
Well, that's awesome.
So that was pretty exciting. So he went on a bike ride with us with no training, you know, third or fourth day of him with no training wheels, and he rode around the neighborhood with us. So, yeah, that's, yeah. What about you?
Oh, obviously mentioned the eating and drinking, doing a really good job with that. A lot of walking. Obviously, I'm trying to be trim and fit like you. I'm never going to look like Hulkamania again, so I'm trying to do something about that, but it's not working the way I want it to. But trying to walk, I've had the opportunity to play golf multiple times. That's obviously a very safe social distancing type thing. Walking the dog, and I think the dog's had enough walking. I look at all these dogs throughout our neighborhood and all that, and I think they've had enough. I think they look at the owners and say, can I get a break? Do I have to go out again today? It's taken me 8 straight days. I'm done. So those are kind of certainly the things that I've been doing.
You know, now, do you walk in the neighborhood near your house?
Well, then we live near a Lakewood Park, which is a cemetery. So I distance it out. We walk there. And then there's a pretty good amount of road off Detroit Road in Rocky River. So we take walks off of that down a as some people call it Clog Road, but it's actually Clegg Road. It's like if you go there and back, it's like 2 miles. So
that's got to be an uplifting walk to wander through a cemetery.
Oh, it's, you know what? The neighbors it sometimes are really great. It's quiet. It really is. It's quiet.
Yeah.
But no, it's very nice. It's very nice. You kind of do that in the evening and walk around a little. I mean, after a while, you can only watch so much TV. You can only watch so much news. You can only look at so much social media, and you're like, hey, what do I do now? What's next? Tiddlywinks? Anyone?
Anyone.
My Monopoly by myself. Here we go.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. We're in the puzzle phase right now. Everybody's doing puzzles. Yes. And our kids have discovered Minecraft, which I haven't decided yet if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because they really enjoy it, and they'll get on Zoom calls with their cousins, and, you know, they'll play online, and that's all well and good, but you try to take that iPad away, and it's a knockdown drag out sometimes.
Yeah, that's certainly a nice thing for the kids to have, but on the other end, it's tough to get them away from it.
It's another one of those, you know, everything in moderation.
Right.
They don't understand that, but I guess that falls on us as parents to police that.
So obviously we're leading such exciting lives at this time, you know, it's a big deal to get yourself dressed and go get some carry out or take a walk.
Yeah.
Obviously television is watched and all that stuff. We obviously have a history with sports. You and I, at one point in time, were calling games on Sports Summer Howl for Ashton University. How they allowed me to do that, I understand why they had you. Why they allowed me to do that for a few years is beyond me. But
I thought they allowed me because I was tagging along with you.
No, you're the lead guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and obviously they didn't show me very often because obviously, as many people know, the face for radio.
Well, so. Yeah, that's
– So going to my question about all that, obviously we've enjoyed sports. We follow sports. We like to do all that. We don't have much of a sports opportunity, anything like that at this point in time. What are the things that you are watching that are maybe sporting event related or anything like that?
Well, the NFL draft was certainly interesting just to see how they would pull it off. I'll be curious to see, isn't it NASCAR starts this weekend?
This Saturday, I believe.
Saturday. Yes. So I'll be interested to see, I don't necessarily follow NASCAR. I don't have anything against it. I just don't follow it. But I will be interested. I don't watch a lot of sports on TV outside of football, but it's kind of nice to know that it's there if you want to flip something on. So, there's NASCAR. If you want to call it sports, wrestling never went away. They're still doing shows in empty warehouses. It's been quite a void. Hopefully they'll come back soon. And then, you know, one day you hear they're going to be no fans. And then they're next day they're talking about, well, how are we going to get the fans back? And, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of opinions out there, and a lot of it is so much of things today is politically motivated. And I don't just mean Republican, Democrat, and otherwise, but I just mean whatever your agenda is. That to me, that's political. You know, where is your interest? Well, that might drive your position on a given topic. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but it certainly, it's helpful to know where people are coming from on given topics. You know, a doctor would say, oh, we shouldn't have anybody in the stands. But the business owner would say, we got to find a way to have people in the stands because that's how we make money. And so, you know, what's the happy medium? Is there a happy medium? And a lot of people that have a lot more letters after their name than I do are trying to figure that out.
Well, there certainly are. I hate to say this, and I think everyone knows this. It's all predicated on cash. Cash,
wow. Money.
Like, for instance, I heard the other day that the NBA is going to do anything they can to play 70 games. I'm thinking, well, why are they going to play 70 games? Well, the reason they're going to play 70 games is because the TV money kicks in when they hit 70 games.
There you go.
Because they've already pushed out. I don't know if people know this. They already pushed out next season to December. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of weird. Why did they do that? Well, they did that because they want to finish this year so they can get their cash. So if that season doesn't end until August, well, it ends in August. But they're going to get their 70 games in and play the playoffs and get their cash. So, yeah.
Follow the money every time.
Follow the money. I've decided that since I can't watch sports, I was going the route of watching old games.
Yep.
I can't do it. I've tried. I mean, some of the cool ones, you know, obviously being a Cleveland sports fan and all that, like the 86 game with the Browns beating the Jets and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, some of the other games. You know, obviously, recently they had the Michael Jordan documentary that's still going on, and obviously all the Cavs stuff involved with that. But I've moved on from that and been watching more documentaries on sports and all that stuff. And the one documentary that I watched the other day was not sports related, but I got quite excited because during this documentary, which was about John Demjanjuk, I actually saw a younger Theodore Klopp holding a Mike flag for for one WTAM.
A brown-haired, fully head of hair young man who was, you know, before kids, had my sanity, things like that.
Sanity.
Yeah, I was outside of his house when they took him out the last time, yeah.
That's so crazy. Yeah, and that was what? What year was that? Do you remember?
I think it would have been 08.
08, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was...
Either 08 or 09. It might have been in the spring of 09.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, it's a pretty crazy story. I mean, it's right in Seven Hills. Here we go. Yep, working for the Ford plant and all that. And
yeah,
didn't realize that whole story. It's very, I thought it was very well done. It was a very good documentary. So.
Yeah. What was it? Five parts?
I believe so. Yeah, they made it almost like a series. Yeah, it was really pretty good.
Yeah. Very, very interesting stuff. And the attorney for John Demjanjuk in that documentary, in my opinion, came across as Johnny Cochran before Johnny Cochran.
Oh my gosh, hands down. Yes, that guy was unbelievable. And then, I mean, he wasn't afraid to say that he made $100,000 as a lawyer. Did you hear that in the documentary?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, hey, once again, follow the money.
Follow the cash. Well, Ted, this was a first for me. I've never done a podcast type of thing, and I figured many of our family, friends, and enemies will enjoy this.
I thought you were going to say going to be scared by this.
No. There's no. I mean, it was a Polish guy from Parma and a very nice, thin man from the Westlake area. No fear.
Yeah. No. Okay. Well.
We'll have to
check back in and we'll see how this is received and what.
Then we can talk about some topics. You know, bring some topics up and.
What kind of looks we get from our significant others as to if there will be episode 2.
Oh, I can only imagine how that's going to go.
I'm wondering if this should be, under the radar for a little bit.
Or just show it to each other?
Well, I don't know.
Send it to a couple people, private message. Yes.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, maybe I... Should block my wife when we post this on Facebook. What are you talking about? I don't know what. There's an episode with me? No, never. I must have been asleep.
I gotcha. Well, we all hope that everyone's safe, keep safe out there, and we all hope that at some point in time this pandemic slows down so we can go out and see everybody once again and get to a little bit more normalcy. But until then, hopefully everybody stays safe, and we'll try to do this again soon.
I look forward to it.
Rock it out, Mr. Klopp.
Have a good one.